Hello, we're now going to listen to some of our students and their ideas about the context of an inspector course. If you want to feature as part of our podcast, please come and find me, Miss Meeks. I'm always in EM5 or the English office. Okay.
Question. How does Priestley represent social status in the 1900s? Answer. The upper class saw no need to change the status quo of the 1900s. Mr. Burling, an elderly upper class gentleman, states that war is silly, pessimistic talk. By using a word such as silly, you can depict that Mr. Burling is insulting the opportunity of war and thus mirroring the uncertainty at that time. He continues to say, "We've passed the worst of it," implying that Mr. Burling is naive to the situations around him. Priestley used dramatic irony to highlight the confusion at the time. The audience of 1945 knew that the war did break out and are suffering the consequences of it, forcing them to look upon a world that no longer existed. The Great Depression during the 1930s also complements the fact that Mr. Burling is blind to the current and economical state at that time. As a microcosm of the society, Mr. Burling carries the responsibility of showing the opinions of the whole male population of the upper class, allowing the audience to believe all men at that time believed war would not break out, therefore showcasing their ignorance.
Priestley presents Burling as a character who isn't much of a party man that he claims to be. Burling firmly states that the Germans don't want no war during his dramatic monologue on page 165. Priestley uses dramatic irony to emphasise his foolishness, as his optimism would have been viewed completely wrong by the audience in 1945. Due to the play's setting in 1912, the First World War would have started in 2 years. Therefore, Priestley's use of World War I was to show that mankind needed to change from an individualist society to a socialist community. However, Burling's language paradoxes against his description of himself as a double negative usually connotes a lack of education, which clearly he shouldn't have received if he was a party man. Burling reflects the microcosm of society as he is a proud stereotype who doesn't understand any other concept, thus allowing other men in that society to believe that they are right too. Priestley's audience in 1945 would have doubted his judgment as his views were incorrect. They are reminded of what happens when individuals seek power for themselves as society had to suffer from consequences of danger, warfare and uncertainty.
In an inspector course, there is a clear divide between the two classes. You can see this through Mrs. Burling's choice of words. She says girls of that class, magnifying her disgust for the lower class by using words such as that. You can see she cannot even bring herself to say lower. This could leave the audience believing that Mrs. Burling feels she is higher than other classes, possibly sparking confusion into post-war audiences, as through the war, there was no class division. Also, after the suffragette movement, gender equality became largely popular, enlightening the audience to the fact that Mrs. Burling does not believe that women of a lower class have any value. This displays the ignorance towards the future of Britain from the upper class. The dash that is placed at the end implies an interruption, presenting the fact that Priestley himself wants Mrs. Burling to silence her views.
Despite strong distinctions between classes, Eric supported the workers' cause as he questions his parents with, "Why shouldn't they try for higher wages?" Rhetorical questions and simple sentences are used to question why and shouldn't even expect an answer, as morals of supporting each other should be enough. There should be a balance of equality in the demands of different classes due to poor treatment and lack of money that they earned. As a character, he is aware of these differences towards women and is willing to make a change. Essentially, the audience will appreciate Eric's response as lower class women were the lowest social rank, even lower than men. Due to society's idea that women were always subservient to men, they would have been better off getting married, and a poor woman was seen as a cheap labour. As well as highlighting class distinctions, Priestley emphasises gender divisions that influenced society until the end of World War II.
The blame that the upper class gets for the circumstances of the lower class is clearly prominent throughout an inspector course. The inspector talks about young women living that sort of existence. Ask your father. There, the inspector is accusing Mr. Burling, therefore the upper class, for the living conditions of young women. As Priestley uses the inspector to showcase his views, we can assume it is parallel to Priestley's belief. The fact that it is very vague implies that it's about more than one woman, allowing the audience to realise the inspector is the voice for the lower class. Young women implies that the inspector has more respect for the lower class than the Berlin family, making the spectator less sympathetic for the upper class at that time.
Priestley highlights the individualist society in 1912 as Berlin discussed that a man has to mind his own business, ellipses, himself. Repetition of and implies that there are a lot of factors in being a typical upper-class man in 1912. Priestley emphasises the government society as he was already concerned about the consequences of social inequality. Therefore, Berling's character represents the fierce capitalist of the upper class that frowns upon people who are below them in society. At the time that the play was set, Berling took an individualist point of view about social, personal responsibilities, meaning that he is stuck in traditional ways influenced by his aristocratic roots. Conveniently, Priestley included a hyphen as a form of interruption, which was the inspector's arrival, to indicate that Berling has the wrong point of view. Readers immediately realised Priestley's socialist views, therefore this interruption was not an accident. He wanted a greater form of democracy, public ownership of land, and morality in politics when he made a new political party, Commonwealth Party, in 1942 to influence a greater society in Britain.
Okay, hope that's helped you out. So that was some context of an inspector calls. And as I said earlier, if you would like to be involved in recording the podcast, please find any of the English team.